I am the 25th of January 2022. My name is Willard and this is the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast episode number 1463. Let's get right to the topic of today's episode.
If you are an employee and your campus address is incorrect in the Cornell Electronic Directory, your employee's campus contact address is now managed directly in Workday by Cornell Human Resources and cannot be accessed using Who Am I Renew. Use this field to share your email address in the Cornell e-catalog. Employee campus addresses are now managed directly in Workday by Cornell Human Resources and cannot be updated using Who Am I. Make this change in the Personal Information section and edit the Preferred Name field. In the Personal section in Student Essentials, make this change by clicking Update Favorite Name. If you have an email address for a Cornell department, or if you have deactivated your Cornell email address and use a different email account, please post that email address here. The video for the songs, directed by John Rigel, mainly focuses on Andrew's singing in a flower field, on a swing, and next to a brick wall. This activity can also be a great closing activity, allowing people to reconnect on a self-defined human level at the end of an experience in which they discuss difficult issues. On the same day, we wrote another song called Telluride, which was cut by Tim McGraw, and another song, which was cut in the same small week. Participants write short poems beginning each line with the word, I am, encouraging them to describe in their own words who they are and what is important to their identity. Luke met me after, in his own words, he was about to eat the best croissant since he lived in Paris, when he thought he could make his big debut by debuting in one of those foreign glossaries. But you want a story with true facts, things that I can prove, and even if it's not possible, well, here it is. If the lie collapses, if it turns out that Finn was an empty shell, Luke won't be able to see me. I cut out a photo from one of the magazines that Luke was or was filming for before the incident that got him fired. I tried to flirt with him, asking if he wanted to try the new truffle, but he didn't hear me. The problem was that I would create this person, this ghost, who could walk through the walls of my life, disorienting and reshaping me, forcing me to recalculate every time Luke asked him to, which happened a lot. It wasn't until I realized I wasn't allergic to dairy, as I would claim, that she asked to see Finn. If I wanted him to think that I have self-control, I would explain to him that there was another accident, and Finn must understand that I cannot do everything for him. His Sweet Grass Records Productions label in Saskatoon has been releasing local music and photobooks for over 25 years. About the authors, Sarah Whitecalf spoke exclusively to the Cree, spending most of her life in the Nakivichik Sweetgrass Preserve on the North Saskatchewan River. The late Sarah Whitecalf spoke exclusively Cree and spent most of her life in the Nakivichik Sweetgrass Preserve on the North Saskatchewan River.
Episode 1463 has come to an end. We hope you enjoyed it. If you did, please like and subscribe. My name is Willard Wilson. Adios.